Hello and welcome back to another episode of the EFL Freezer Crowd podcast. As always, I'm joined by Millwall fan Andy.
Good evening.
How are we doing?
Yeah, not bad.
Good. And stat man Luke.
How are we, chaps?
Yeah, not too bad. Thinking about when I introduced you as that, it's probably about time you brought a little stat along, to be honest.
Yeah, I bring enough Millwall nonsense along. So I think the stat man, maybe saving it for next season, who knows?
No, I've got one. Wait till the end of the quiz.
One. As many as one.
Cool, we're off to a flyer. In a week where Peterborough gained promotion, Rochdale, Northampton and Southend are all relegated and the Championship relegation scrap goes to the last day. Welcome back to the pod.
Love football, don't I?
Well, we all love football, don't we? And there's absolutely nothing better than a bit of drama on the last day of the season. And that's exactly what we've got. We know that the top end of the Championship's done, so let's not even bother with it. Let's just go straight to the bottom end. And Derby County have managed to make sure it goes on for another weekend.
How very generous of them.
Well, you say that, Luke, that it is. We were a bit gutted that the top six was completely sorted and the top two, so we needed something. Derby had the chance to seal the bottom three as well, and boy, they did not do it. Especially going 1-0 up in the second half as well, and the celebrations were great, weren't they? So you just, as soon as they went that mad, you knew they wouldn't win that game. It just summed up their season.
Just absolutely brilliant. 3 mental minutes where they concede 2 of the worst goals. When you're down there, you really can't be doing that. Especially when someone like Whittaker, a Derby-born boy, scores against them and celebrates like it's the best goal he's ever scored. Absolutely brilliant. Asked him after the game as well, does your heart go out to Derby? And he just responds by going, have you seen my celebration? I think it's pretty clear where my heart is.
Get him down.
So good.
But it was like, it's one of those things where, I mean, the goal, it was an inch over the line. Like, if that doesn't sum up Derby's season, that point could be absolutely vital. And they've conceded that Whittaker left them, was it the start of the season or in January? Anyway, it was this season sometime. And he's the one who pops up an inch over the line. Although the second goal was obviously well taken. But it just reminded me of, it was a very Rotherham-type performance from Derby. The amount of chances they had and couldn't score. So I don't know. I don't think anyone could be able to guess who goes down at the moment. We've guessed in the past. And we didn't really have a clue. And now none the wiser going into the last day with Rotherham set to play tomorrow.
Well, we're recording on Monday night and Rotherham's game in hand is, well, when this is released on Tuesday, if they win that, they can relegate both Sheffield Wednesday and Wickham in one go. So here's to hoping that doesn't happen and it does go down to the final day, because we've got an absolutely huge weekend if Rotherham don't win. They're not going to win. They haven't won in like 7 or 8.
A point would make it very, very nice, wouldn't it? With Derby playing against Sheffield Wednesday.
We're all here for a point, aren't we? Let's be honest. We're all here for a point.
Even if they lose, they've got the better goal difference, so it wouldn't be a disaster if they lost 1-0 tomorrow. I mean, it would still make it interesting.
It's just on that Derby performance as well. Rooney's taken the team down there, I think on the Tuesday evening, to go down there and have a sort of camp atmosphere, get them away from the usual.
A camp atmosphere?
It just hasn't worked, has it? It's not worked.
Obviously, like, we don't want to make it all about Wayne Rooney, like a lot of people do. Wayne Rooney, Derby County, blah, blah, blah. But I do feel sorry for him. He clearly, like, he's never been good at interviews, has he? Like, even as a player, he's clearly quite a shy guy. He's not really, not an orator like us three. And it's even worse now he's under pressure. I mean, it's just so lucky for him that there's been no fans there, because they would have been right on his back, and you'd have thought he would have been gone by now if there were actually fans in the stadium for Derby. But
he's out of his
depth. I don't know. He is. And I was going to say I want him to stay up, but do I? See how I feel next week.
We've talked like a couple of weeks ago about how he just kind of describes what's going on during the game. Like, oh, we went 1-0 up, then we conceded 2 and we lost the game. But after the game, he was asked, like, where does this rank in the challenges of your career? And he said, it's not about my career, it's about Derby County. I did like that. That was nice.
Yeah.
But what's not nice is he's leading them into a relegation scrap.
Well, what wasn't nice is that after that, he went on to say nothing else. You want him to pull his socks up there and get back on the pitch or something. That would have been great content for the pod if he'd done that. I'm surprised he hasn't. Imagine if he plays final day.
Captains himself.
Yeah, exactly. Absolute bosses it.
leads them out against Sheffield Wednesday. Wouldn't that just be incredible?
Spraying balls all over the pitch. Lose 2-1.
Well, first we went 1-0 up. Yeah. It's funny you saying about who you kind of want and don't want to get relegated. And obviously it's never nice for any of them to go down. But from purely selfish point of view, obviously living in Sheffield, the last thing I want is Sheffield Wednesday to go down. I want to see that steel derby, but I also want to be able to walk to an away day next season or two, seeing the Sheffield United will be joining us. So I just can't help but want Wednesday to do it next weekend.
I mean, I wouldn't like to say we did Hillsborough last season or season before now. We've had that one. We've got Bramall Lane coming up. Haven't been to Derby before. Haven't been to Rotherham. Rotherham's just down the road from Sheffield as well. Let's not be selfish.
I mean, I did Rotherham and it was the worst away day probably of my whole life. I think we managed to concede a penalty.
Make it better next time. Do it again.
We lost 4-1.
Exactly. Can't be worse.
I've done Derby many times. Not having it. Hillsborough will do, mate.
Yeah. Although, I mean, we've spoken about it before. The Hillsborough trip we did together, 0-0, most boring game of football you've ever seen, topped off by a John Daddy one-on-one in the last second, hit into Rose. So, that made it all worthwhile in a way, actually. Yeah, exactly. Let's do it again. Come on, the Owls.
Yeah. But it is going to be funny just sort of thinking about the fact that so many football fans, Championship especially, their season's over. So they are genuinely watching with quite a lot of interest. You know, Rotherham against Luton on a Tuesday night. Just normally, that would just sort of go by, no one really taking too much notice of it. But not now. Everyone wants that draw. Surely everyone wants a point there so that going into the weekend, we've got the best setup for the last game of the season. Probably in a long time.
Yeah, one team we're probably not going to have an away day for is Wickham. Because what they need to happen now to stay up, not mathematically relegated, but it was nice seeing Gareth Ainsworth say about his team, you know, who would have thought? Wickham making it all the way to the last day. Which I thought, I did feel quite sorry for him. But he knows how much of a task this was. But managing to beat Bournemouth just to kind of, as a kind of almost a second last hurrah, was quite something. But not mathematically relegated, because if Rotherham win neither of their games, Sheffield Wednesday beat Derby and they win just 14-0, I think it is. It's back on. So good luck to Gareth next weekend.
No, they need an 11-goal swing between them and Derby.
Oh, no, it's it's a 10-0. 10-niller.
Well, no, if Derby lose 5-0, they win 6-0. What are you laughing at? What's he laughing at?
He's crunching the number. Got money ball over here.
Laughing at? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, although it would be absolute classic of Warnock to just tell his Middlesbrough side to concede as many as possible just to try and send Derby down, wouldn't it? Let him have a few.
What he'd actually been doing is just relegating Rotherham and Sheffield Wednesday, and there's nothing that man likes more than Yorkshire. So I don't think he's going to be doing that in a hurry.
Yeah, good point. And just on Wickham, I think it's worth saying that actually they have done pretty well this season. I think they were written off by most people after before the season started, let's be honest. And they've got all the way to the last game of the season. Okay, it's not going to happen because of the maths we've just spoken about there. But to even not be mathematically relegated by the last game of the season, I guess, is something that they can take heart from. And like Ainsworth, I guess that's why he's sounding kind of so upbeat about it all.
Yeah, I think it was just 2 years ago that they've got 40 points and they've got a game left. 41 points was enough to keep you up just 2 years ago. So the task, the job he's done there this season has gone a bit under the radar, I think. Because they have actually fought for every game. Like, yes, the quality's not quite there. Yes, the money's not there. But they have actually battled for every game. Yeah, they didn't score for the first 7 or 8 games. But it was such a big transition. And I think, especially towards the middle end of the season, he's done them justice, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to disagree with that, but... I mean, they have turned up, yeah, that was the most obvious but coming since if you spent time in South Wales. But they've got it right, yeah, for the last, 8, 9, maybe 10 games. And they've found a formula to win. One other game, the other team's got less to play for. So I think it's hard to say that it deserved to go down. We don't want to praise them too much. But I think Gareth Ainsworth has done enough to secure him that Preston job if he wants it, which the bookies seem to think will happen, which would be fairly interesting. Well, we may actually mention Preston at one point in the whole of next season. Mid-table-itis, I think they've caught in the last 15 years.
Caught it off Millwall.
Shall we move on to, we haven't spoken about Rotherham yet, I think, who are the most interesting one. Another game, well, it was pretty much the opposite of the Rotherham games I've had in the past. Like Blackburn, our good old friend XG, Blackburn had the highest XG in the, I think in the EFL this week, was it? It was definitely in the Championship. It was almost 4 and they only scored once. So Jamal Blackman has absolutely kept Rotherham in that game. Good start from Blackburn, the most Adam Armstrong goal you'll ever see. Nicks it off the last man and just curls one into the top corner. I'm sure James was salivating watching that. And then
it's got to be worth some serious money by now.
He just went off for a little period, didn't he? I think consistency this season's cost him that big move when you've got players like Tony and then even Clark Harris and players like that being seen above him.
I think he started the season really well and then he was trying to keep up with Tony and he was shooting on sight at just at every opportunity and he's brought it back a bit and that sort of Adam Armstrong goal we saw yesterday. Yeah, I don't know what Angus McDonald is doing to kind of pass probably the best player in the league in that sort of situation, the ball, just to run into 40 yards of space and finish. But I think we're seeing a little bit more of the Blackburn that we saw at the beginning of the season and a bit more of the Adam Armstrong we saw at the beginning of the season.
But it wasn't enough, was it, Andy? Carry on.
Well, am I reporting on the game solely myself?
Or? No, you were doing it and then I accidentally took you off on one.
Oh yeah, it was a really, really lucky goal for Rotherham as well. It looked like never a free kick on the edge of the box. It was just a little pull on someone by the Blackburn centre-half and it gave a free kick, 86th minute. And Lewis Wing just smashed it into the same side as the goalkeeper. I mean, they've been unlucky in recent weeks, Rotherham, but they just certainly got some luck that day, which may keep them up. And from the neutral point of view, like we always said, we need some Rotherham points. And it's very funny how on this show we're all saying that now. And it was only a couple of weeks ago where a certain Coventry fan was praying for every single Rotherham game to be a defeat. And had some choice words for them and their situation.
Friends with everyone now.
Yeah, exactly. Do what you want now. Paul Warne was quite funny after the game again. He seems fairly relaxed, doesn't he? I mean, he said it's exciting if nothing else. And that was it. I think it was Michelle Owen asked him a question and he just said, well, I'm glad you're having a good time. And I thought, yeah, we are, Paul.
Yeah, she said, it's really entertaining for the neutral. And you could just see his face drop and go, I'm glad you're enjoying it. His blood pressure must be through the roof.
Well, he said about 6 weeks ago he wasn't sleeping. So Christ knows what's going on with his sleeping pattern now. At that point, he had about 15 games in hand still, to which they won none of. So at this point, he must be absolutely... That is the amazing thing, though, isn't it? The fact that it's now back in their hands. The amount of twists and turns that this season's had in the space of about 3 weeks, because Rotherham have literally played, I don't know, 140 games in 3 weeks. It literally feels like it's been in their hands, out their hands, and now it's finally back in their hands again. And you still just don't know if they'll do it or not. And I guess you would say that's what we're all here for. So,
yeah, well, I guess we'll end on exactly where we started. We're just happy that there's something to play for in the last game of the season. And now we're all praying for the draw against Luton. Or either a Rotherham win, you know, or a loss.
Those are the three options, Andy. Those are the three options.
There's only three.
Well, I was just about to take us down into League One, but it feels a little bit wrong not to allow Andy to pass a comment on Millwall. Although, as we've said, for many teams, the season's over. They've hit four.
Yeah, we've hit four. It'd be remiss not to mention it, I think. It really would. I think we've given Nigel Pearson enough stick in recent weeks. Let's just like twist the knife after we've stuck it in. And I'm not sure how many times we've hit four this season. Haven't looked it up. So I'm sure the listeners can tell us. Can't be more than once before. And I mean, they were all fairly good goals as well. I mean, I was quite excited. We've played slightly different formation. Gary, first name terms. Rowett trying a few different things out. As I said to Gary, good to see Tom Bradshaw get himself a goal, a player who has lacked more confidence or less confidence than I think anyone in the division, maybe apart from John Daddy Bodvarsson this season. So.
He's lacked everything, though, to be fair.
Yeah, he has. Billy Mitchell getting his first ever goal for the club. Let's leave it there. We don't want to go on for too long because, I mean, this was a nothing game a couple of months ago, let alone this week. So let's go to League One. Remiss.
You know, he's the nearest man to the penalty in the 90 whatever it is minute. And if you're not sure, you don't give it.
Now, obviously, we've played that clip for one reason and one reason only. There was a certain penalty this week in League One that I think we just have to start with. What could I possibly be talking about?
Well done to Peterborough on promotion and everything, but it's the worst penalty decision I think I've seen in my entire life. If not, you know, it's definitely the worst penalty decision of a very, you know, very highly contested season in this regard. For the worst sort of refereeing decisions, because we've seen some awful ones this season. But Peterborough 3-2 down in the 96th minute, and I can't begin to describe how bad this is.
And for that exact reason is why I'd say it's the best penalty decision that I've ever seen. The ref just, he can't resist, can he? He just cannot resist the drama. He absolutely loved it. He just wanted to be a part of it. Let's not lie here. I think Andy said that when it went in at the weekend. I think that was Andy's actual reaction to that goal, penalty being given.
I texted you two straight away and was like, he wanted to be part of that. And it was just so obvious. If the fans were there, we'd have given about eight penalties.
Suppose he didn't just whip off his refereeing gear and just swing his Peterborough shirt on his head.
He was high-fiving a few players after that game.
Can you believe I gave that?
Yeah. Now, we're not suggesting anything on this show. Just put that out there. Okay. But I mean, we should say something about the general comeback as well. Pretty impressive from a Peterborough side who have scored goals like that all season.
What dodgy penalties?
I meant the other two.
Now, what a turnaround and what a time to do it. Your promotion fate is there and it looks like you've just thrown it down the drain for at least another match week. And then to turn it around like that, yes, it was a dodgy penalty at the end. But come on, we all love to see that, don't we? The absolute scenes when Clark Harris gets himself yet another penalty goal as well just adds on to the tally of a great season for him personally. But yeah, they've been brilliant all season long, actually. And to see them manage to turn around a deficit like that on such a big occasion for them was really impressive.
Yeah, they had chances to actually draw it level before. I think Clark Harris hit the bar as well from what was it, 6 yards out. But just to go back to that penalty, it's the worst thing I've seen in my life. So if anyone hasn't seen it, just Google like Peterborough versus Lincoln. It's the worst thing in the world. What happens is the ball's kind of loose in the box. I thought I'd describe how bad this is for anyone who hasn't seen it, just so you will go and watch it.
Poem?
Now, get another poem out. never again.
I'm surprised they came back after we heard that poem. Wiped out my memory, actually. Yeah.
For the best. So the ball's kind of loose in the box. Sammy Schmodix goes towards the ball, completely misses it, and then just kind of, what do you call it when you hit someone else with your ass? Is that a twerk?
I'm not sure
is
it's got a name.
A twerk is? It has now. Kind of just reverses up into the defender, actually kind of takes him out with his ass, which is quite impressive in itself. Because if you came home from five aside and you said, right, I took someone out with my ass, you'd be quite happy with it. But then he falls on the floor and he gets the penalty. But they had chances to do it before. They had chances to level it up. And it's that sort of mentality. I think Peterborough have won more points this season than any other team in the league in League One after going behind. So that sort of mentality all season has stood them in good stead. And that's why they've been promoted. I'm sure they would have done it next week if it wasn't for that dodgy penalty.
Yeah, and there were some absolutely brilliant scenes after the whistle as well where, okay, probably shouldn't really be advocating this, but the fans turned up outside. There was flares, there was players rushing out of the stadium to meet the fans, getting stuck in. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. Yes, we're in a pandemic, but come on. We love to see a celebration. To be honest, if anything, I felt a little bit robbed that I didn't get to do it last season. So I was sort of there in spirit with the posh fans. It was great. I just loved that the players clearly didn't really care either and absolutely bolted out of the stadium to join them in what looked like a car park. But yeah, brilliant scenes at full time. Well, I think the only place we can really go, unfortunately, is to the bottom end of the table and to our relegated sides. We've spoken a lot this season about Rochdale and the way they've played, compared them to a basketball team a couple of times even. But this really was Rochdale's last dance, wasn't it?
Oh.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, we've enjoyed Rochdale's performances. There was a certain period halfway through the season where we had your 3-0s, your 4-4s, your 5-4s, your 4-3s. Actually, they were mainly losing those games, weren't they? That's where they've ended up. But yeah, I mean, I saw for a few fans saying, I mean, they've had 6 seasons in League One now, which is not bad for them. And they've lost their greatest ever player last season in Ian Henderson. Scored over 100 goals for the club. They didn't really react to him leaving. So another thanks to the great club Salford City for stealing him away from Rochdale and sending them down.
Yeah, it was confirmed on the weekend, but I think last week's midweek game, they drew 3-3 to Wimbledon again and kind of got rid of any hopes of staying up, really, which has been the story of Rochdale's season. High-scoring games in which you kind of, you know, you don't pick up many points and you kind of lose all hope. Thoroughly entertaining, though.
Yeah, a bit depressing, that.
Not my team.
Of course, they lost all hope.
And, of course, the other team whose fate was sealed this weekend was Northampton Town. ridiculously tough game for them coming up against a Blackpool side who obviously need the points so that they can stay in that promotion push. And yeah, game too far for them and they've gone.
Yeah, Northampton's defence was okay, but you've got to score goals to stay in the division. It's as simple as that. And a player who's doing that is Jerry Yates at the moment. He's really kept them in the fight for that playoff kind of chase. And another two for him this season. It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird thinking all summer about where he's going to end up next season.
Had a great start to the season with Swindon. Obviously made a big impact there, and then them losing him in the January after he was recalled might be what sent them down as well. So big impact twice there, really. Sent Swindon down by not staying on and scoring the goals, and then scored the goals that sent Northampton down. Big impact from him, and whether he goes up with Blackpool or not this season, I do think we'll probably be very likely to see him in the Championship next season.
I can do. I think I can get you to the champ, and I know that sounds insane. That might take me 4 to 5 years.
Yeah. We want Europe in 5 years, mate.
There's a church down there.
Well, down into League Two, and it feels like we should have been talking about confirmed promotions at the top end of League Two for a long time now, but we're still not 100% sure who's going to do it. Cambridge managing to make sure they bottle it again, despite a pretty mental game that they're involved in. And then Bolton managing to blow it ridiculously late on against Exeter, which means we're still not 100% sure. Morecambe keeping the pressure on with their win as well. It really is all to play for going into the last game of the season.
Yeah, and what a way to bottle it. What a way to bottle it. You go, you're away at Harrogate, who haven't scored 5 goals in a game all season. They only scored 4 against Skelmersdale United, and I'm not making that up. That's a team they played in the FA Cup. They put 4 past them. Their bus got stuck on the way to Harrogate in traffic, which, funny. And then a newly promoted team who have...
Traffic is funny, to be fair.
A newly promoted team that have nothing to play for, you know, mid-table secured. I say nothing to play for. They actually rested several players because on day of recording, they've had last season's FA Trophy to play for. They've just beaten Concord Rangers in last season's FA Trophy. So they rested several players for this game. Almost handing promotion to Cambridge United. And they've put 5 past them. They were 3-0 up in like, what was it, 20 minutes or something stupid.
Well, that funny traffic probably had a bit of an impact on Cambridge. Didn't have a chance to maybe to prepare properly. So when you're 3-0 down after 20 minutes, what do you need to get you back going again? Wesley Houlihan steps up, catalyst for a little bit of a comeback. And they actually get it back to 3-2 before the half hour mark. And you're thinking, we've got a game on our hands here, Friday night football. But then another Harrogate goal, 4-2. You know, worried that I'm starting to sound like Rooney here and just describing the game. But it truly was ridiculous. And to end it by conceding in the 84th minute to make sure they went home with no points and to keep that promotion fight wide open was just a little bit mental. And it is going to be interesting to see what happens last game of the season. Although, Andy, I think you might have just looked at who Cambridge have got.
They're home to Grimsby, guys. They're up. It should be okay. So, I mean, they do need to win, yeah. So, just to make sure, but they should be okay. But the thing with Bolton was the one, because, I mean, they play Bolton away at Crawley and Morecambe at home to Bradford. So, both teams are mid-table, obviously nothing to play for now. But it's going to be difficult for them. I think Bolton really, I mean, there were I think thousands of fans outside the ground ready to celebrate promotion there, Bolton. So you have to sort of laugh at that a little bit, but thinking that they'll do it anyway. But what a story it would be if Morecambe did it. And that Exeter goal really has given Morecambe a lifeline.
And equally, given themselves a lifeline, Exeter. A lot to do on the last game, but only a point behind seventh now. So you can see why they were still fighting until late on. But yeah, that just all of those fans, the image of them like having to just walk home empty-handed is just brilliant. Thousands of them walking back to their house, thinking they were going to be going back celebrating promotion, empty-handed.
You'd say Morecambe have got the easier game. So it could be really, really disappointing for those Bolton fans. Could get even worse, as if it hasn't been bad enough in the last few years for them.
And again, you hate to do it, but you've got to go to the bottom end of the table. Commiserations to Southend and their fans. I think we all but knew they were going to go down over the last couple of weeks, and they've actually managed to get an away win and still gone down. So commiserations to them, but too little too late, maybe. I think, Luke, you were saying that about Phil Brown.
Yeah, he has made a difference to the club, but it has come too little too late. The owners are the reason that they've gone down, and it's a similar story with Grimsby. It's weird to think it's going on Paul Hurst's managerial CV almost, and not Ian Holloway's at Grimsby. But yeah, it was decisions from higher up in the club that weren't made soon enough.
Yeah, a real shame, to be honest. I mean, we said last week, Watford and Norwich, we hardly knew ye. Southend, we knew ye. 101 years in the EFL. 101 years, and now they are gone. And obviously we know how difficult it is to come back. And thoughts go out to their fans, and hopefully they can bounce back at the first time of asking.
Luke's quiz. Edit that in.
Well, I've gone for a themed quiz. Right, because I'm a cultured man. Because of the ESL. Oh, you've got it. How did you know? Yeah. I've gone for, after all the talk with the ESL and all that nonsense, and, you know, are the teams going to get point deductions? Are they going to get...
Oh, here we go.
Are they going to get sanctions for, you know, don't punish the fans. But what, and then people have come out saying, well, what about all of these EFL clubs that have been through point deductions? It wasn't their fault. So what we're going to do this week, I'm looking for, you know, let's keep it more recent. I'm looking for EFL teams to have a points deduction in the last 10 seasons. You got 15 to get.
Jesus.
A few teams have got more than one points deduction. Don't know if you'll be able to tell who it is.
The last 10 seasons.
Yeah, I wanted to go back further than that, but there are so many. And like, if you go back as far as like the mid-noughties...
I wanted to get Leeds in there. Yeah.
If you go back as far as the mid-noughties, there are absolutely loads of like one-point deductions for eligible players.
For God's sake.
So we'll keep it in the last 10 years. 15 different teams to get a points deduction. You get one life. I'll give you one life.
Ooh.
But you need to make it a bit more snappy. Nice and snappy quiz, please. James, to go first.
Taking a bit of an issue with this quiz because it feels very, very negative.
So we're like, let's have a laugh at these teams at their expense, and then me for not getting any.
Well, I suppose. Well, I guess I better start with my own team and hope that it was assume that it was in the last 10 seasons that Coventry City were given a points deduction.
Oh yeah, you've had two, boy. You've had two.
As many as two. How many points?
You had one in 2012-2013 for going into administration. And then you had one in 2013-14 for coming out of administration without a company voluntary agreement.
So. That's classic, Cov. I mean, get a company voluntary agreement, for God's sake. It's so easy to get one of them.
We've got one. EFL Freezer Crowd's got one.
Oh, we got more than one.
Remember, Andy, you've got sweet life.
Yeah, I'll go for... I'm actually struggling here because 10 seasons puts you off. But, I mean, I'll go for the one this season, Sheffield Wednesday.
I'm genuinely struggling. Not great on the old points deductions. But I'll go for a fairly recent one and someone that we probably should have mentioned and how well they did to stay up this season, actually. Wigan.
Yeah, another administration one. Some dodgy dealings. Not their fault, obviously. None of these are. None of these are the fans' fault. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say about this quiz, about the ESL. Yeah.
So we're picking teams that have had this. On that note, I'll say Bolton.
I think... Charlton Athletic had one.
Loss of life, but still in it.
No, they've had loads of ownership problems. I assume they had a points deduction.
No, not since the turn of the century, anyway.
Count me down. Force me to say something. The last 10 seasons, I'm going to say Birmingham City have had one.
Yep.
Go on,
minus,
boy!
Minus 9 points in 18-19 for breaking profitability and sustainability laws.
That's actually annoying because that is the one I was thinking of.
I think I'm gone anyway, so I'll just give an answer for another team who have had been through the mill, Portsmouth.
Yeah, 11-12 administration, minus 10 points. Well done, James.
Oh, yeah, well done for.
Because they actually went, they've actually had 2 points deductions like Coventry. Again, for coming out of administration without that sweet, sweet company voluntary.
Oh, God,
agreement.
I've got one. Jesus, that's so stupid.
Oh, this is so much pressure on Andy now.
He's got the life.
He's got the life, yeah. Well, this evens it up now.
Yeah, but if you've got one
so
after.
So stupid.
I ain't got
So stupid not to have got there. Right, let's give him a countdown. Give me a countdown. Force me to say something.
Yeah, and I got it right last time. Yeah, force me.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sunderland. Put the pressure on me.
I'm going to say one that I hope's right after I don't know if this will count, but Macclesfield.
Oh yeah, Macclesfield last season. I must have just missed this. They had about four. They just kept on going. There was like a 4-point deduction that was actually reduced from 6, then a 7-point deduction, then a 4-point deduction. They just kept getting them. There are 7 left.
Surely.
I think one of them is fairly obvious, but the other 6 could well be guesswork.
I'm going to say, no, because that doesn't count, surely. Surely Barry got a points deduction.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
They must have. I mean, they got kicked out, for God's sake. It must have got... If this isn't right, can I say another one?
It's got to be. Barry's got to be true. That's when I said along the same lines as Macclesfield.
And Andy, is that what you're going for?
No.
God, this is pulling teeth.
Stockport County.
Final answer?
Yeah.
No.
So random. Why didn't you stick with Barry?
It wasn't that bad. Stockport's was in 2008-2009.
Oh, come on.
If you'd have stuck with Barry, you would have got it right. 12 well, points for solvency event. I said, is that your
you
final
took so
answer?
Long
said,
to
no.
Click.
No, it's
yeah,
not your final
answer. Every other answer, you just clicked it straight away. You should have clicked it, mate. It was right. What was your next answer, James?
Genuinely didn't have one.
Thanks.
I was going to.
Well, I would have.
Cheers,
I would have.
Literally,
cheers, I would have obviously said. I'd have obviously had to have gone with Barry after I said about the Macclesfield thing. But and the only people I knew who'd had one but were too long ago was, yeah, well, obviously Leeds. There was Palace, but they must have been like 2008 or something.
Oh, that was 09, 010. That's just.
Southampton had one years ago.
Yeah, 09, 10. That's just out as well. These are some really good answers, though. Even the Stockport one.
I couldn't think of any more.
I was just thinking of National League teams that have been in the...
There's two. There's two of those.
Yeah, I didn't even get the National League up. If I'd done that, I'd probably got it.
Okay, so I'll run for the ones...
Barnet or something.
Hartlepool's just too far away. Hartlepool 09-10 as well.
Jesus. So
illegible player, minus 3 points.
Illegible answer.
Love these. Yeah.
Chesterfield,
that is... Wow, that's going back. That's 2000, 2001.
No, no, I didn't know that. I was just guessing.
They got 9-point deduction.
Oh, did Torquay get one?
And still got promoted, Chesterfield, in 2001.
Did Torquay get one?
That was an answer.
Yeah, idiot.
A 1-point deduction. Your mum would be ashamed.
Yeah, she'd have been screaming that over listening to the show. got a 1 point deduction. How do you not remember that 1 point cost us that year?
So the teams you could have had, 2010 to 2011, Plymouth got a 10-point deduction for insolvency. Torquay got a minus one deduction. Hereford got minus three.
There we go.
So these really is, it really is guesswork. 11-12, Port Vale, minus 10 for administration. 13-14, Wimbledon got minus three for an illegible player. 14-15, Rotherham got minus three for an illegible player. And then Bury. Just absolute guess. Absolute guess.
Bury was the only one. You weren't going to get the ineligible players, were you?
Oh, no, no.
Said Bury, I'd have had it, would I?
Yeah, you would have taken it.
You bastard, Luke. Next, take your first answer. Always take the first answer. Final answer. When did final answer come into this quiz? We've never done that.
If you never watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
We're not playing that game. We're playing bloody Luke's quiz.
Well, you said about bringing stats. This is the stat I'm going to bring along. In the same League Two season, 2008-2009, there were four different points deductions, all big ones. Darlington got a 10-point deduction for administration. Rotherham and Bournemouth both got 17-point deductions for leaving administration without one of those sweet, sweet CFAs. And Luton got that 30-point deduction. All the same league in the same year. Only one of them got relegated.
Well, hopefully it was Luton.
Yeah, it was Luton. Yeah. If it wasn't Luton, Jesus. What a job that would be.
30 points. Yeah, well, good quiz, Luke. I mean, luckily we've only got one quiz to go. maybe more, actually. But yeah, hopefully one.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, just the one.
Engine. Well, boys, I was going to offer up your chance to bring along your goal of the week this week, but I think we all know who deserves it. Harry Wilson?
Yeah, we could debate over which one from the hat trick that he scored. But what's the point arguing over which one when we know the player who's going to win it? It's like when Dennis Bergkamp scored all three in that match of the day, goal of the month competition. Same thing. Yes. You know he's won it. Just give it to him. Show the goals. Give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, special shout out for the goal number one, but I don't think goal number one, goal A, match of the day. Unbelievable player. Got to be the hat trick of the season. Some special goals that we know he was capable of. Well done, Harry. Goal of the week, doesn't matter which one.
You choose.
Yeah, move on to next week. Got more important things to be talking about.
And with that, I can only assume you're referring to one thing. It is time, of course, for high risk, high reward. Well, boys, obviously at this point, we usually guess something a little bit mental and over the top, just for something else to look out for over the weekend, I guess. But I was going to offer up something a bit different. The bottom end of the championship this weekend. Only one can stay up out of Derby, Rotherham, Sheff Wednesday. I was going to get you to guess as part of your high risk, high reward, which one you think will do it. Luke, I'll let you go first.
Do we only get to choose one each? Because it's very generous letting me go first.
Oh, no. We can pick the same team. Also, James gets left with the last one. Whoever goes last. Well, I'll have to pick that man.
Who's
your team? What's the reason?
I'm going to go for Sheffield Wednesday because that is the highest risk and therefore the highest reward.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
Also, if anyone's listening to this post Tuesday and Rotherham have won their game in hand on Tuesday night, I look like quite a mug because Sheffield Wednesday are already down by now.
Interesting. Come on then, Andy. What are you having?
Wickham.
He's nailed it.
Same logic, Wickham.
And I may look like a mug. But no, not Wickham. Boring. I think Derby are going to survive. Maybe a bit of an anti-climax. I think Rotherham, they may beat Luton tomorrow night or whenever you're listening to this, Tuesday. But I think Derby will beat Sheffield Wednesday on the last game of the season. I've got a feeling about Kazim Richards in that sort of game. He's going to really, well, just really score. Some
He's going to really score.
I think he might score one or two goals.
don't play all your cards at the same time, Andy. Jesus, show us your hand.
The problem is, like, we're doing this high risk, high reward on the same weekend that Millwall play at Coventry. So obviously the low risk would be Millwall to score another four at the $1 trillion trophy final stadium. but yeah, Derby for me.
You joked a second ago about me being left with the scraps, and to be honest, I've been left with exactly who I was going to pick anyway. I think Rotherham will do it, and I think they'll do it in quite some fashion with 3 points against Luton in the Tuesday night game, and then game against Cardiff. Scored all their goals last weekend. Don't need to score anymore. Rotherham, probably nick a 1-0 win there. Rotherham to stay up. High risk, high reward.
And on that bombshell...
Well, that should add some even more spice to an already big weekend of football at the bottom end of the Championship. And I guess, boys, all that leaves me to do is say thank you very much and see you next week.
Yep, see you next Monday. Cracking week ahead.
See you next week, fellas.
Here, I bloody love football. I'll eat a Percy Pig. I'm going straight into it.
Stick that in the bloopers as well. I'll eat a Percy Pig. Episode 25, I'll eat a Percy Pig.
Right. I think Rotherham will do it, and I think they'll do it in quite some fashion. 3 points Tuesday night against Luton, and then I reckon they'll just do it on the last day, won't they? Just the sort of team that will just get it over the line against Middlesbrough. Is it Middlesbrough they've got? No, that's Wickham.
He's gone for Wickham. Have you heard that? He's gone for Wickham.
Away at Cardiff. Is that your final answer? Stockport. The thing is, I knew Stockport had one.